Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Happy Independence Day, one and all. How are you, friends? I'm Scott Hennon, live on this Monday, 4th of July holiday weekend. Actually, the 5th of July. I hope you had a great holiday, great gathering, great celebration of freedom over the weekend, however you chose to celebrate. I know the great patriots in this audience will remember the reason for the celebration, the declaration of our independence. We're going to spend a little time today celebrating the founding fathers. A year ago, at Mount Rushmore in Rapid City, South Dakota, the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, gave an incredible history lesson before the masses, right underneath those famous faces in South Dakota, at Mount Rushmore. And I've had the pleasure of seeing Donald Trump give a number of speeches, including his inaugural address in 2017. But I don't remember a speech with so much profound wisdom about our founding, about the United States of America, than the one he gave July 3rd of last year at Mount Rushmore. So we're going to play clips of that for you today and do a little bit of that history lesson for you today on the program. We also have some encore interviews with Dinesh D'Souza and Sheriff David Clark. I picked those two for this Monday holiday after the 4th of July because I thought they were a great snapshot of where we find ourselves in today, the place we find ourselves in to celebrate freedom. Really thought they were good reminders of where we're at. Now, July 4th, 1776, that's when we commemorate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The independence was of then 13 American colonies from the British imperial rule. It was the beginning of freedom for a young America. But the fight wasn't over. The battle for freedom didn't end on July 4, 1776. And I dare say, my friends, it hasn't ended today for us in 2021. Because protecting and defending the greatest country on the face of the earth is not for the faint of heart. It's not supposed to be easy. And it's become so easy and so taken for granted, I dare say, that a majority of Americans, I dare say, a strong majority, I think, take it for granted. And we'll always be free. But if you look at what the founding fathers, even before there was that famous speech before the signatures were placed on that Declaration of Independence, 200 and, do the math, 245 years ago, yesterday, that said, you realize what you're doing here. You realize you're signing your death sentence. And for many of the founding fathers, it was, in fact, their death sentence. We don't think of that now, do we? I hope we think of the people that said, send me, I'll serve this country. Send me, I'll go to foreign lands and defend her. Send me, I'll put myself in harm's way. It was a life or death decision for them, no doubt about it. And that happens every day. Some young soul in a recruitment office for the armed services, one of the branches, does that to this day. Send me. I'll put myself in harm's way for the sake of this great country. Pretty amazing. So if we look at the signatures on the Declaration of Independence, there's names you know from a John Adams and a Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, wow, 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 did he have some profound things he had to say in his day. Leave no authority existing, not responsible to the people. That's hard to find these days. Authority existing, responsible to the people, listening to the people. Kind of hard to find. How about this one? The beauty of the Second Amendment is that it will not be needed until they try and take it. We're not seeing that at all, are we? Right about now? Most bad government has grown out of too much government. You see all these breadcrumbs he's leaving for us? Abe Lincoln left us another one. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Thank you, Abe Lincoln. And this one that I thought of actually when I brought up the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, Guard and Reserve. Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. The blood of patriots. None of us like war. None of us wish for war. We pray for wars to end. But in fact, that tree of liberty is being refreshed from the blood of those patriots taking on tyrants. Wow, wow, wow. But here's a name that was put on the Declaration of Independence. We may not remember. Charles Carroll. You remember that name? Charles Carroll. He was born in 1737 in Maryland. He was prevented from exercising his civic rights, his civic duties, Charles Carroll. He was a rich man in the colonies. He was not black. This wasn't a race thing. He was not held back or enslaved or anything like that for the color of his skin. He was a wealthy man. He had a net worth of a modern-day equivalent of nearly $500 million, but he wasn't allowed to hold office or even vote. He couldn't vote. So he had wealth, but he couldn't vote. Tensions between the colonists and the crown grew during Charles Carroll's time, and he became one of the most prominent voices calling for independence. He engaged in the practice popular at the time of writing those newspaper columns where you had a handle, so to speak. He'd write it under the name of First Citizen. And his identity was ultimately discovered. He became rather famous as a representative for the cause of freedom. Now, again, he couldn't vote. He couldn't hold public office. He spoke French. No, I'm still here. Daniel wondered if why I was pausing. I'm just trying to solve this puzzle for you. He couldn't vote. He couldn't hold public office. Do you know why? He was Catholic. It was because of his religion. We forget that sometimes. But it wasn't all slavery because of the color of the skin or discrimination. You can't vote. Women's suffrage. Any of those things. It was because of his religion. He was the only Catholic actually to sign the Declaration of Independence. And after that, he was selected as one of the delegates from Maryland to the Continental Congress of 1776. On July 4, 1776, elected to the Continental Congress and signed the Declaration of Independence. How about that? Charles Carroll of Carrollton is right there. Put his name on that famous manifesto and for several decades served his new country. I thought you'd like that. More history lessons, this one from Donald Trump, when we come back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, Monday, the 5th edition. Questions or comments, welcome throughout the program here today at 800-228-0550. I was thinking during the break about Charles Carroll of Carrollton. You know, he was the only Catholic that signed the Declaration of Independence, and ironically, before 1776 on July 4th, he couldn't vote because he was Catholic, because of his religion. He couldn't hold public office because of his faith. And that's what July 4th was all about, to declare our independence from that insanity. Now, that was because of his religion. My point is this, that our history is riddled with, in retrospect, errors. But as I was singing America the Beautiful this weekend at church, there's a very profound explanation. Very profound explanation of how America was designed to correct its flaws and the tools in place for that. And there's two ways to look at it. I could sit here today as a Catholic in 2021 and say, I'd like some reparations for what happened to Charles Carroll. I want that corrected. That's on me. No, it's not on me. I'm born for this time, for this day, for this moment, as is everybody walking this earth. Not to go around and try to right a wrong from hundreds of years ago. Not for the cry of victimhood or racism or anything else. I live here today, now. My mission is to take on things that are happening here. This is the time I'm put on this earth for. Anybody spending their time looking back is an assault on the founding fathers. They didn't whine about the tyranny they were living under. They fixed it. They led a better life built with their own blood, sweat, and tears for their kids and grandkids. That's the way to do it. We're brought to you today by Mike Lindell's MyPillow. Everything we care about in this country is being fought for right now by this Paul Revere on a horse of 2021. Explaining the cyber attacks. Explaining what gets you canceled in this day. And he doesn't care. And he leads an employee-owned company that has suffered mightily because of his free speech rights being canceled. So here's what I like to say. Let's reward Mike. Let's say, instead of getting on a computer and ordering things from people who hate us, why not get on a computer, go to MyPillow.com and say, I'm going to buy the next few months worth of gifts. I'm going to take the leg cabin and put nicer sheets and towels and blankets and pet beds out there. So when friends come over, I can say, you bet that's a MyPillow product. I hope you bought some, too. And I hope you've used the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, because it gets you the best deals and supports this show. Right now, the lowest price ever on sheets. These are Giza Dream sheets. Sleep on them, and you will instantly know the difference, because it is a cotton that I can't describe in words. Is so comfortable. You just glide into bed. You just feel comforted all around you. Comes from the Mediterranean, a specific region of the Mediterranean, where Mike actually said, okay, this cotton is good enough. This cotton is good enough. If you're watching online right now, by the way, maybe something you're not able to do during the normal workday, my head is covered up here by a giant MyPillow logo. That means it's time to reward Mike. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So lowest price ever on the sheets, and when you buy one, they're going to send you two. And free shipping right now on the Giza Dream Sheets. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. And everything else is priced like 30% off, lowest price ever on the pillows right now at $29.98. Dog beds start at $19.99. Two-for-one pillow sets, you get the idea. Two-for-one MyPillow towel sets, rather. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike in Perm, what's on your mind, Mike?
You know, there's an interesting story behind that signature of Charles Carroll. When he signed his name, there were others there that joked and said, there's so many Carols in Maryland, they'll never be able to find you. So he turned around and went back and wrote under it of Carrollton. He said, now they'll know which Carol to come and arrest. But
there's guts for you. There's guts for you right there, Mike. How about that?
Absolutely. Have you read some of these things that underneath the Declaration of Independence? One of them here almost fits our situation today. It says, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent forth swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their sustenance. He has refused his assent to laws most wholesome and necessary for the public good. What does that sound like to you, Scott?
Somebody else I know.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, if you read all of these, the accusations against King George, a great many of them fit our situation today. And
they sure do. They sure do. Go read Thomas Jefferson and what he warned about. Exactly what you're saying, Mike. Exactly. So don't succumb to cancel culture.
Absolutely. I will not bow down to them.
No, it's patriots that revere this Constitution and stand up for those founding fathers. Thanks, Mike. Fred and Wing, happy 4th of July weekend. Fred?
Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Mike, right on. I love the way you're thinking there, sir. And I'm one of those rebels, boy. We got in the car yesterday, the whole family. And we drove out, and we were refugees from Burley County. And we went and asked for protection under Kidder County law, that we could be aliens in a strange county for a while and watch fireworks last night. By golly, I was afraid I'd be we had a couple of sparklers in the back of our vehicle. I was afraid I would be arrested, you know, on going through Burley County. But we made it over to what was by Driscoll, and they had a wonderful fireworks show. Thank you to the Driscoll people. What a wonderful thing you put on. They had to move it into Kidder County and watch it from Burley County.
Well,
patriots.
You're right. There's some patriots, and I hope you didn't get pulled over with those sparklers in the trunk. You got by with the possession of sparklers, did you?
Well, we didn't get caught, to put it that way.
Okay.
We didn't get caught as we drove through Burley County around Sterling. We probably should have went to back roads around through Kidder County from Wing over. But we took the interstate. We were bold. We took a chance to get
good for you.
Up.
Good for you, Fred. Yeah. That's beautiful. And that sounds to me like you're adhering to the freedoms given you in the Constitution of the Great United States of America. West Fargo must have passed a rule last night, Cass County, North Dakota, that fireworks were mandatory. I think that was the rule they passed there, because they were on every street corner. Everywhere you look, fireworks. God bless America. Thank you, Fred.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg. And it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines. And, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida are no more. After the partial collapse June 24th that killed dozens with hundreds still missing, the precarious building was hampering efforts to workers. It came down Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and workers have resumed their efforts. A broad array of businesses and public agencies were hit Friday by the latest ransomware attack on all continents. Those hit were financial services, travel and leisure, and the public sector, though few large companies. A $70 million demand was posted on a blog typically used by the Revel cybercrime gang working on Russian soil. Singers Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married on Saturday. The ceremony took place at Shelton's Oklahoma ranch, where sources said he built a chapel in the backyard with the intention of marrying Stefani there. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Up in a moment from last year's July 4th celebration at Mount Rushmore with a rather poignant review of where we're at in this country today and also a little history lesson. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA today. That's right, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Let me give you a couple of examples. Valley City, exit 292 today. I had a burger so good yesterday, or last week. We were there Thursday. I went back Friday and had another burger there. Just tell them you want a burger. I tell them whatever. You have a little pepper jack cheese, a little raw onions. Just exactly how you like it prepared. Fresh bun. Toasted. Oh, it's so darn good. And they have grab-and-go convenience at home cooking. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. So if you're on I-94, look for exit 292, you pull off of 94, you head north once you get off the exit, easy in-out for our trucker friends, great service, friendly people, been there forever, know you well, it's fantastic. 12th Avenue and I-29 has cheesy potatoes today as well. Some of the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You'll find locations Euland, Glendon, NP Avenue, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Harwood. Some of those places, the kitchen's closed today, but you're always going to get a good meal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 2 of the homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink is $4 all day, every day. Fresh baked muffins are 99 cents today. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Here's Donald Trump a year ago at Mount Rushmore, in what I thought was one of the best speeches of his presidency, really taking his time to talk about the times in which we live, how that is, I guess, with parallel to 1776 and what happened there and what's happening, but also celebrating our history. It's very, very profound. It was a history lesson. Let's listen.
Well, thank you very much, and Governor Noem and Secretary Bernhardt, we very much appreciate it. Members of Congress, distinguished guests, and a very special hello to South Dakota.
That went over well. South Dakota, how about the reason we're here today? 1776.
1776.
That's right.
Represented the culmination of thousands of years of Western civilization and the triumph of not only spirit, but of wisdom, philosophy, and reason. And yet, as we meet here tonight,
There is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing. They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive. But no, the American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them.
That chant now, USA, USA. Come on, Donald Trump, Mount Rushmore, a year ago. Great speech.
One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism. And it is completely alien to our culture and to our values, and it has absolutely no place in the United States of America. This attack on our liberty, our magnificent liberty, must be stopped, and it will be stopped very quickly. We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life. In our schools, our newsrooms, even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us. Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage. See? That's very true, actually. That is why I am deploying federal law enforcement to protect our monuments, arrest the rioters, and prosecute offenders to the fullest extent of the law. I'm pleased to report that yesterday, federal agents arrested the suspected ringleader of the attack on the statue of the great Andrew Jackson in Washington, D.C. And in addition, hundreds more have been arrested. Under the executive order I signed last week pertaining to the Veterans Memorial Preservation and Recognition Act and other laws, people who damage or deface federal statues or monuments will get a minimum of 10 years in prison.
That's how you stop this
and
stuff.
Obviously, that includes our beautiful Mount Rushmore. Our people have a great memory. They will never forget the destruction of statues and monuments to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, abolitionists, and many others. The violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities that are run by liberal Democrats in every case is the predictable result of years of extreme indoctrination and bias in education, journalism, and other cultural institutions. Against every law of society and nature, our children are taught in school to hate their own country and to believe that the men and women who built it were not heroes, but that were villains. The radical view of American history is a web of lies. All perspective is removed. Every virtue is obscured. Every motive is twisted. Every fact is distorted. And every flaw is magnified until the history is purged and the record is disfigured beyond all recognition. This movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. They defile the memory of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. Today, we will set history and history's records straight. Before these figures were immortalized in stone, they were American giants in full flesh and blood, gallant men whose intrepid deeds unleashed the greatest leap of human advancement the world has ever known. Tonight I will tell you, and most importantly, the youth of our nation, the true stories of these great, great men. From head to toe, George Washington represented the strength, grace, and dignity of the American people. From a small volunteer force of citizen farmers, he created the Continental Army out of nothing and rallied them to stand against the most powerful military on earth. Through 8 long years, through the brutal winter at Valley Forge, through setback after setback on the field of battle, he led those patriots to ultimate triumph. When the army had dwindled to a few thousand men at Christmas of 1776, when defeat seemed absolutely certain, he took what remained of his forces on a daring nighttime crossing of the Delaware River.
We're going to pick up the Delaware River story about George Washington when we come back with Donald Trump, walking through each of the founders on Mount Rushmore. Think about that. History lesson from the President of the United States. Isn't that nice? I love it. More coming up on a special Independence Day weekend celebration on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess.
working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim, I'm NBFlagpoleGuy.com. Support America, install a flag, and thank you.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
The best of times are happening this summer from July 9th to July 18th at the Red River Valley Fair. Be there to witness Styx with special guest Head East live on Sunday, July 11th on the all-finished concrete grandstand at the Bud Light stage. Hear your favorite classics like Renegade, Come Sail Away, Mr. Roboto. You're guaranteed an unforgettable night. Travel back to the 70s for a night and get your tickets now for just $25 at RedRiverValleyFair.com and receive free gate admission.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Monday, Independence Weekend, special edition of What's On Your Mind, Scott Newman Live.
We're looking back a year ago on a speech that I believe was one of Donald Trump's greatest at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd last year. And he celebrated the Founding Fathers. History books don't do this often enough. We actually had debates about whether or not kids today in school should be told about white privilege and whether whites should be less white. And this is what they pass for history books today. So we'll leave it to Uncle Donald to tell the story of our founding fathers. How about that? I say, why not? That's what we're doing here today on the program, okay? In case you missed it, former President Trump had a big rally this past weekend. The big media did not carry it. Newsmax did carry it. Newsmax is the only major cable network with live coverage of the Trump rallies, which is why I watch Newsmax all the time and love it. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems, reservation telephone co-op, at 236, Dactel at 338 or 729, NDTC at 246, NCC at 381, CCV, Consolidated Cablevision 106, DirecTV, it's at 349, Dish, it's at 216, AT&T TV at 349, Fubo, Roku, you get the idea. Check your cable guide. But remember, if you're a Midco customer, they refuse to carry Newsmax. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, doesn't carry Newsmax. So unless we let Midco know we're not happy and we can switch if they don't fix this, nothing will get better. More than 40 million Americans are watching Newsmax. So make sure you sign up for Newsmax Trump List and get the latest info on his big announcements. It happens soon, so the next word, remind, 39747. Remind, that's the word you send, to 39747. You type that in where you type in the telephone number. So just get out your phone, push the text app. When it says number, you just type there 39747 and then the word in the subject line, remind, and you'll get on the Trump List and find out about all things Trump from Newsmax. Join Newsmax in taking back America. Text remind 39747. More of Donald Trump on George Washington. Just getting good now in this story. Went through incredible adversity, and then came the Delaware.
When the army had dwindled to a few thousand men at Christmas of 1776, when defeat seemed absolutely certain, he took what remained of his forces on a daring nighttime crossing of the Delaware River. They marched through 9 miles of frigid darkness, many without boots on their feet, leaving a trail of blood in the snow. In the morning, they seized victory at Trenton. After forcing the surrender of the most powerful empire on the planet, at Yorktown, General Washington did not claim power, but simply returned to Mount Vernon as a private citizen. When called upon again, he presided over the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia and was unanimously elected our first president. When he stepped down after 2 terms, his former adversary, King George, called him the greatest man of the age. He remains first in our hearts to this day. For as long as Americans love this land, we will honor and cherish the father of our country, George Washington. He will never be removed, abolished, and most of all, he will never be forgotten. Thomas Jefferson, the great Thomas Jefferson, was 33 years old when he traveled north to Pennsylvania and brilliantly authored one of the greatest treasures of human history, the Declaration of Independence. He also drafted Virginia's Constitution and conceived and wrote the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, a model for our cherished First Amendment. After serving as the first Secretary of State and then Vice President, he was elected to the presidency. He ordered American warriors to crush Barbary pirates. He doubled the size of our nation with the Louisiana Purchase. And he sent the famous explorers Lewis and Clark into the West on a daring expedition to the Pacific Ocean. He was an architect, an inventor, a diplomat, a scholar, the founder of one of the world's great universities, and an ardent defender of liberty. Americans will forever admire the author of American Freedom.
Thomas Jefferson.
The author of American Freedom, Thomas Jefferson. How many kids today you think know this history? How many are taught this history in their classrooms? I don't know. Not enough. Not enough. More of the history lesson from Donald Trump's speech at Mount Rushmore when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Independence Day weekend. Thanks for listening.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.